Lesson 9. The Spanish Conquest of Mexico. For over 200 years, until it was overthrown by Spanish invaders in 1519, the Aztec Empire in Mexico was a prosperous and highly cultivated society. Many arts and sciences flourished. The Aztecs developed astronomy, mathematics, engineering, agriculture, sculpture, and music to a far higher degree than did the Europeans of that era. At the same time, they were a warlike people, ruthless in battle, and their religious beliefs involved acts of extreme cruelty. Prisoners of war were offered as human sacrifices to their many gods. The Aztecs believed that the gods had already destroyed the world 4 times, and unless they were placated in this way, they would destroy it again. Originally a nomadic people who lived mainly by hunting, the Aztecs settled on an island on Lake Texcoco around 1300. The land there was wet and swampy, but the Aztecs drained the marshes and became farmers. While their principal crop was corn, they also grew beans, squash, and chili peppers. Over a 200-year period, they created an empire extending across central Mexico from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific. Its capital was Tenochtitlan, which we know today as Mexico City. In 1500, Tenochtitlan was inundated by a terrible flood that drowned many of its people. After the floodwaters had receded, the Aztecs quickly rebuilt their city, but a far worse catastrophe was to follow. In 1519, a Spanish explorer named Hernando Cortés landed in Mexico with an army of 600 soldiers. He established a garrison in what is now the city of Veracruz on Mexico's east coast. His plan was to destroy the Aztec army and take over their country for Spain. Because horses were unknown to the Aztecs, they were dumbfounded by the sight of people on horseback. They believed the Spanish soldiers to be gods and therefore invincible. Fighting them, the Aztecs thought, would be pointless. So Montezuma, the Aztec emperor, allowed the Spaniards to take over his city without any resistance. Cortés now gave the orders, and Montezuma became a prisoner in his own palace. The Spanish discovered a great hoard of gold and silver there. It was later loaded onto Spanish ships and sent to Spain, although it is believed that much of the treasure was lost at sea. When word came that Spanish soldiers had been killed in an attack on Veracruz, the Aztecs realized that they had made a grievous error in their previous thinking. These strange creatures were not gods after all. A battle ensued in Tenochtitlan, and although Montezuma was killed, the Aztecs drove the Spanish from their city. But their victory was only temporary. Cortés returned in 1521 with another army that laid siege to Tenochtitlan. After 80 days, the city was forced to surrender. The rule of the Aztecs in Mexico had ended. Spanish rule had begun.